part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, well, we've locked Stephen in the closet. So a reverse takeover has occurred. Kidding. He's right here.
Just kidding. I'm an actor, don't you know?
He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
Yeah.
Here, 60 films.
This is my pretending to be locked in the closet. Ready?
That's good. That's very good. Actually, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. But there are some people that go, wow, he's so talented.
60 films. How does that rank in the Baldwin Brother film lineup?
Well, Daniel's done the most. He's done like 5 million movies.
Which, well, you told me that last week or 2 weeks
ago. It's like the weird, I don't know how he did it.
It's just like a lot of small
parts.
Although
what I think he does is like he films himself on YouTube for like 10 seconds.
And then counts that as a...
And then goes to IMDb and goes of, you know, 4,327,000, which is pretty funny.
If he heard you say that, would he be ticked?
No, he just hit me.
Okay.
You
learned how to duck well.
Run. You got to run from Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does he fall in the birth order?
Third, Elizabeth, Alec, Daniel.
Among the brothers.
Steve. Second.
Second. Okay, so it's Alec, Danny.
I'm really good with the math tonight, aren't I?
Billy, you are. Well, at least numerical order. I'll put it to you that way. I still don't want you and John Sally ever doing any accounting for.
What does numerical mean?
Exactly. And they're back, folks.
Yeah.
It's like Kevin was never even gone.
Saturday night.
So I didn't tell you about my trip home, did I?
No, not completely.
Yeah. Okay, so we were down at the RNC this week. Stephen was getting all the posh assignments, CNN, you know, MSNBC, getting abused by Martin Bashir. Oh, I didn't tell you about my Lawrence O'Donnell story. Okay. You told me, meet me at the MSNBC gig rack.
Right.
And then we're going to go to this other thing that we went to that was really cool for Creative Coalition.
Right.
That was stellar. Fantastic.
The train thing.
Yeah. I met Carol Kane. Do you know how big a deal that is?
I'm not your witch. I'm your wife. And after what I just heard, I'm not sure I want to be that anymore.
Yes, I was a total geek and said it to her.
So Carol Kane, who's way more...
I lost all realms of cool.
He had his brain shut down.
Yeah. The one time I couldn't remember anything.
He went into like... He became like one of those creepy people that you see waiting outside of like movie premieres with like 47, like a stack of like photos of the person.
No, I was not anything like that.
You were exactly like that.
I was nothing like that.
And I turn around and I go, do you know who this is? And
no, you went over and sat down to her and you said, Carol, you don't get to hang. Because she was really a sweetheart. She was sitting over by herself in the train station where the event was held. But she was all by herself. No one was talking to her. And so Stephen walks over. And in my head, I'm going, I know her. Where's she from? And then you said, Carol, you're not going to get to sit here and, you know, be all suave and secretive. So you said something along those lines. And she kind of blushed. And it was very sweet.
And I turned around.
And then you introduced me.
Yeah, but then I turn around to like state the obvious of what she's mostly famous for, which is Taxi. She was famous.
Right, but I never watched Taxi.
As Latka's girlfriend on Taxi.
But I never watched Taxi.
Well, that's what's wrong with this conversation.
But Princess Bride is an iconic film.
It's
more iconic than Biodome or Flintstones 2.
Not Biodome.
Easily more iconic.
No way.
Yes, because family-friendly audiences think Princess Bride's iconic. Biodome's not family-friendly.
I don't think people consider Princess Bride to be family-friendly.
888-340-3373. Are families more down with Princess Bride than Biodome?
Oh, you're going to lose this one now, buddy.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm telling you right now.
Is Princess Bride more family-friendly than Biodome? Let's just poll the people in the studio.
I'm tweeting that.
Jackie?
I'm tweeting.
Which film is more family friendly, Biodome or Princess Bride? Your vote. Come on, dead air's going by.
That's a loaded question. That's a loaded question. Which film is more iconic, Princess Bride or Biodome?
Well,
that's
more,
the question.
More people have seen Princess Bride.
We're about to see what's
so,
your...
So it has to be more iconic because more people have seen it.
We're going
to
see just exactly what your little test proves, McCullough.
So what are we asking? Is it more family-friendly or is it more iconic?
Iconic.
Okay. How do you vote, Mr. Davis? More iconic? Ivan?
I watched the Princess Bride way before.
Have you ever seen Biodome? How many times have you seen both? And I and how many times by Dome? All right. So far, your staff's killing you. How many times have you seen Biodome?
More than one.
How many times? Pick a number.
Jackie.
Two.
Jackie.
I think it's now even.
Jackie.
This is why she still has a job here, right?
This is shocking.
Jackie. She just kisses up to you, no matter what.
No, Jackie's like an uber intergalactic, like intellectual.
I can't believe she's never seen Princess Bride.
Yeah, there's hope for America. There's one person.
Okay, what I want to know, 888-340-3373. Which, because we were going to do another topic, but we have jettisoned that for the time being, because this is a matter of world order. The earth will fall all off of its axis if I'm proven wrong tonight.
Yes, it will.
888-340-3373. Which film was more iconic, The Princess Bride or Biodome? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I can't believe no one's called yet. But anyway, back to Carole King. Because you can send that tweet in the next commercial break. We're close.
No,
we're 3 minutes away. We're 3 minutes away.
I need all my Biodome freaks to call in.
So anyway, I'll tell the rest of my story. That was the night before. We see Romney speak. We see Rubio. We go to the CNN grill afterwards. And you gave me a bite of like mac and cheese or something.
Fabulous.
Well, it tasted good.
Fabulous.
And I had a salad.
No.
Also from the CNN grill.
What happened was, it was about 18 minutes after the kitchen closed, and a really lovely bartender gal came up to me and said, "The kitchen, Mr. Baldwin, would like you to have this mac and cheese."
Oh, dude.
And then you turned and looked and saw me eating mac and cheese and went, "Hey, Baldwin, what is that?"
I thought the kitchen
and I
was
went,
closed.
"Food." And you went, "Well, how did you get food?" And I went, "The folks from the kitchen just sent it to me." And were like, "Well, I just asked, and they said the kitchen closed 18 minutes. How come you got mac and cheese and I didn't?"
That's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah.
So then he offers me a bite, and I had had a salad in the CNN grill, and between the mac and cheese or the salad, something did not sit right. Because the next morning, I'm getting up for my flight. I got to make my flight. And I feel awful when I wake up. Like, I have, like, sweats, and my stomach is churning, and I'm like, what happened? Because I went to bed not too late. It was like 1:30 or whatever, but it wasn't like... It wasn't like, you know, partied all night and, you know, had 45 minutes sleep to get to the airport. So I wake up, I get in and out of the shower, get my bags packed, I get the cab to the hotel, I get in the car. Then the driver begins to drive crazy. Now I have in the meantime gone to the front desk, purchased two bottles of Aquafina. I have sipped them through the morning, and I didn't really have anything else all morning. So I've got the Aquafina. I'm feeling weird. Then the cab driver starts to drive like it's literally like a reality TV show or something. Yeah. Like
you're in Bangladesh.
Yes, yes, exactly. Like a third world taxi driver going over the road bumps. And so he's taking corners at 60 miles an hour in the city. And he pulls up to an abrupt stop at the airport. You know, I get out. We get the bags on the sidewalk. I pay him. I start to step forward for the curb check. I feel that something is definitely wrong. So the curb check guy comes up. He goes, "Did you lose something?"
I'd like to do an impersonation now.
I said, "I haven't yet."
I'd like to do an impersonation of the sound that resonated through Kevin's midsection.
So the guy goes, "Well, I've only got a minute left." So the guy goes, "Did you lose something?" I said, "I haven't yet, but you need to move, sir." And he
remember
goes,
that little wrestling?
"He goes,
No,
I've only got a minute."
Weep, whoa.
So he goes, "Why?" I said, "Sir, just please step to your right." There was a litter can behind him. Recycle with all the plastics.
Oh, no.
I took one step. I was taking the second step. I lunged. And out of my mouth came all of the Aquafina from the last 3 hours.
That's gross!
It was like a fire hydrant in Philly on a hot summer's day.
Ew.
When the little kids in the projects had taken the caps off and they were running through it quoting Fat Albert, "Hey, hey, hey!" But instead, I was going, and then it would stop. And then, and it was, honest to goodness, it was a fire hydrant. It was a spigot, a flow.
It was
flow.
A projectile hurl.
I felt better when it was all done. I don't know what it got out of me, but whatever it was, it was bad.
We just lost a bunch of listeners.
This is Baldwin McCullough.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
Say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
to bluff. Huh? So you're probably playing cards, and he cheated.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Get back, witch!
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife! But after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be dead anymore!
You never had it so good.
To love. He said to love, Matt.
Don't say another word, Valerie!
He's afraid. Ever since Prince Humperdinck fired him, his confidence is shattered.
Why'd you say that name? You promised me that you would never say that name.
Well, Humperdinck? Humperdinck!
Happening, that's an iconic scene.
Has it come to this?
It has.
Has it come to this?
Line one, Marcus in Manhattan. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live, and we've asked the question. Oh, he dropped. He said, Princess Bride is more iconic and family friendly than Biodome.
Well, that's fine, because on my Twitter account, it's about 50-50.
It's about 50-50.
It's about 50-50.
He leaves holes in his clarifications that trucks could drive
easy
through.
Easy there, Martin Bashir.
Trucks could drive. Yes, right. Stephen. Trucks could drive through that big.
Stephen, you leave holes in your answers that Max.
You sound more like Piers
drive-
than Martin. I wasn't sounding like Martin either. I'm not saying I
they
was.
They both sound the same to me.
888-340-3373.
If you know what I'm saying. Okay.
I don't know what you're saying. You're saying they have the same accent? I think they come from
They're
different parts of...
They're both a couple of...
I think they both come
sounds
from...
like banker. But anyway, I said banker.
Yes, you did. You could just say they sound British.
Right.
But they come from different regions of Britain, I believe.
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
You're an actor. You're not fascinated by the difference in their accent?
Not relevant to those two gentlemen.
Okay.
And at this point...
Well, you're the one who goes on their shows.
Specifically, Bashir.
You're the one who goes... Well, I'm looking for Bashir tomorrow. Here's Kevin.
Bashir, as I said before, with Christian brothers like Bashir, who needs Satan?
That's a little strong.
Yeah, just, you know, I know it is. I got to say it again, though. It just.
But you tell me you're going on. This is us at the RNC. Baldwin's like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going on Bashir. Kevin, why? Well, because they asked. You know what he'll do to you. No, what? He'll stab you in the back. No, he won't. No, he won't. No, I got it under control.
You're missing a piece of...
Kevin, I got this.
You're missing a piece of the history.
Which was what?
I once spoke to him over the phone.
Right.
After the Rob Bell interview. Complimented him on the interview, saying, that was terrific.
He doesn't care if you compliment him.
I thought it was great.
He's going to kill you if you come on his show.
A fellow brother in Christ in media was, you know, so willing to
go... He doesn't care.
Well, now I know.
He's going to blow you. He's
now
gonna
I
stab
know.
You to death. That's his show. Yes, come on my show, Stephen, so I can cut you up into tiny pieces.
What's sad is I really don't think there's any authenticity about Bashir wanting to really have credibility and like try to do like a legitimate interview. I think it's him wanting to like just make himself look good. That's what I think it is.
I don't know.
I think it's him really just wanting...
That's a big statement.
I'm making the statement. It's my opinion. No, I think it's him just trying to make himself look smart.
I don't think he has to look smart. I think Martin Bashir is a naturally smart person.
Well, it's not smart to do what he did in the conversation with me, because if you're a Christian and you're backing Obama, you're an idiot.
Okay.
Okay, do you see that point?
That's one way of looking at it, but he also sliced...
Do you see that point? It contradicts Christianity to endorse Barack Obama.
That doesn't mean he doesn't have intelligence. Some of the smartest people in the world.
Well, this is the difference in
back Barack Obama.
No. But this would be the.
That doesn't make it right.
This would be the difference in our perception.
Am I using too big of words for you now? Should I slow?
No, of what intelligence is.
Right.
I think it's highly, you know, not intelligent to call yourself a believer in Jesus and back Barack Obama.
That may be true.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
That may be true.
Yeah.
But if intelligence is defined as housing large numbers of facts in your head about a great many number of things and be able to recall them, Martin Bashir is probably intelligent by that measure.
Right, but my point is simply...
Piers Morgan's still not, but Martin Bashir probably is.
If you're really in Christ, your intelligence should stem from the spirit and not your brain.
So Christians don't have to think about their actions and life and consequence?
Their thoughts should be led by the spirit, hopefully.
Well, I would agree with that. But God still gives us brains to use.
Right.
So we
and
should
in Christ
use mental facilities in their in the way that they can be used to store data and
right,
to.
There's a difference between those mental thoughts being your own and being from the Spirit.
Right, but he redeems you. He redeems you. So hopefully, you as a person, man, are we getting theological or what?
Yeah.
Sorry, news talkers. But if he redeems you, your whole being, your thoughts, your body, your actions, your behavior, all of it should become redeemed and used for the Lord's purposes by the Spirit's renewal.
Right. So.
But that doesn't mean he's controlling your thoughts right. in a way that's like a remote control
so
of a,
if he asks
of a
me,
car.
If he asks me a series of intellectual questions that support and endorse Barack Obama, is that for the Lord?
I would say no.
Oh, well, then that's my point.
And I think he was being highly disingenuous if he was only doing it for ratings, which I'm thinking that's probably what the story was.
Well,
I think that's what MSNBC has told him he needs his show to be.
Right. Well, I don't think it's even that. I think it's worse.
Martin,
than that.
You have to have people on
I
every
think
day
it's worse than that.
And carve them into pieces.
Well, I think it's really the guy gets off on really
unfortunate phrasing, but yes.
Right. Well, whatever.
Was that a spirit-led thought? I'm just asking. Don't be mad.
Was humiliating me a spirit-led thought?
No, I just asked a question.
Oh, okay.
It was just a question. I'm not the one
I'm
who said it.
I'm just making an observation, too.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, see?
888-340-3373. What are we talking
Getting
about?
Getting hot in here, baby.
We're supposed to be talking about Easter.
Getting hot in here, baby. But anyway, I will...
Let's put a button on
Bashir.
I
will rephrase that.
Okay.
I sense by the Spirit that Martin Bashir is the kind of guy who, whether he realizes it or not, in his own pride and arrogance, he chooses to attack people that way intellectually on his program to make himself look good. That's my observation.
What if, and I'm just posing a possibility, what if it's more of a motivation of a paycheck than pride or arrogance?
No, I don't believe that. I said... I'm
right.
saying it is my spiritual interpretation.
But you don't think it's possible that he could just be doing what he's told to make a living?
No, that's not my interpretation.
Okay.
My interpretation
that's fair
spiritually
enough.
Is
that's
my
fair
spiritual
enough.
Perspective on
it's
that.
It's a pride. It's a haughtiness.
It's a total haughtiness.
There we go. And we've now used the word haughtiness three times in one Saturday night.
Haughty, haughty, haughty. Six times.
That's probably...
Make it one more.
That could be different, literally interpreted again.
With a ha da 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 da
da da da da da da My Greek word I wanted to
Ella.
Speak. All right, so what are we taking a break? Let me do an Alec Baldwin
We've
throw to break.
We've spun way out of control.
Not Stephen Baldwin, Alec Baldwin. Do we have a caller?
Interesting.
Is there a caller? Interesting.
Interesting.
Are we going to break yet? Is the break coming now? Is there a guest? Oh, okay.
I think Alec Baldwin's terrific.
We'll be back. You said you'd vote for him.
For mayor.
How unchristian is that?
Well, it's for New York. Who cares?
The pragmatic side of Stevie B finally emerges. He sensed it in the spirit, though. Coming right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
118.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Who did the last return? I thought you did the last return.
I don't know. I was ready.
You were?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin, the actor. I'm Kevin McCullough. You may have seen us at the RNC convention, especially if you're a Ron Paul supporter this last week. I got to get something off my chest about the Ron Paul supporters, and then we're going to talk Eastwood for the rest of the hour. And we're going to take your calls.
But tell the whole true story.
I will tell the whole true story. So Thursday night.
You had a meltdown.
I'm going to tell that part.
Right.
So Thursday night,
that
we're headed.
I almost got beat up over.
Am I going to tell the story?
Yeah,
are you going
to
tell the story?
I just need to put
it. You weren't going to get beat up. I had your back. You were hiding like a little girl under
now
my
you
arm.
You sounded like Eastwood, McCullough.
Yeah.
I had your back.
Well, when Ron Paul supporters step into my line of sight, especially if they're morons, and I don't use that word very often or lightly, but these guys, technically, textbook definition morons. You look up the word, see what it means. Google moron right now.
Uh-huh.
And read the definition. Tell me when you got it pulled up on your screen, because I'm going to ask you to read it.
I'm going to let you read it.
No,
I'm not going to get stalked by Ron Paul people.
So we're heading into the 6 mile hike for security, because it was like literally they had the fences. It seemed like two cities away, and you could only walk in. So I got dropped off at like four blocks out. And you'd walk in, and then once you were in, you had another like 2 miles to get to the convention center, and then it wasn't in the convention center. That's where media was. Then the forum was another half mile
right
beyond the convention center. So it's like, I don't know, 5,000 miles.
I was very confused.
But it's Thursday. We're going back in after having been at the Creative Coalition. And we've just hung out with Carol Kane and Tim Daly and Evan Handler. And who else was there? The girl from the young blonde girl that played, she's played the mom on some of the Spy Kids, not Spy Kids, whatever the other kids movie was. Anyways, so several Hollywood types. Steven was there, got a tour in an old antique car, train car that was pretty cool. And we're walking in, and I see at about 500 yards Ron Paul signs. And I'm going, this is great. The night of Romney's nomination, and they're out here with Ron Paul signs.
Right.
Someone obviously didn't tell these guys that you have to win the nomination in order to be voted for president.
So but, here's the definition.
Yes.
It says a person who is notably stupid or lacking in good judgment.
Yes. See? Textbook. So 500 yards out, I see Ron Paul signs. At 200 yards out, I begin to smell the Ron Paul people. At 100 yards out, one of them approaches Stephen and I, mostly just me, and he's like, Ron Paul, dude. And I'm like, okay. And then the other, yes?
No, it's just you reminded me of Biodome. Go ahead.
Which you're still keeping the track of. On Twitter, the Biodome's beating Princess Bride 6-3 so far?
I think it's 7-4 now.
7-4 now, okay. I would expect Stephen Baldwin fans to also be biased towards Biodome, so.
That counts for something.
Yes, it does. Not sure what.
Yeah.
So, the guy, then a second guy comes up, and the first guy had the professional Ron Paul sign, you know, printed in the campaign colors and everything. And I'm like, are they still making those? The primaries ended when? April? Then the guy next to him in a handwritten sign with what somebody doesn't tell these guys, you shouldn't write in a ballpoint pen. You should write in like Sharpie marker if you want it to be seen, especially after the sun is down and you're walking through a poorly lit area of Tampa, Florida. But he walks up with a ballpoint sign and it says, audit the Fed. And I'm like, yeah, audit the Fed, because that's what Ron Paul likes. But I'm for that, too. I want our Fed to be audited and our gold. I want our money to be held to a high standard. Gold standard would be preferable. I want our spending and fiscal discipline to get all in order. I'm with Ron Paul on all that stuff. I think that's really good. Then his thing right before him is, vote Ron Paul. And I'm like, so we walk 10 yards away so that we're beyond where Stephen can be blamed or associated with me. And I turn on my heel, and while Stephen continues to walk towards the convention center, I walk back towards the Ron Paul guys, and I said, you know that you can't vote for him, right? Because he's not on the ballot. And they look at me like,
come on, guys, even I know that.
They look at me like, huh? And one of them goes, oh, so you're part of the effing establishment. And the other one goes, yeah, you effer. So I begin to walk back towards where Stephen has now left me and spin on my heel and said, you guys are morons! Don't you know you have to win the nomination? That's the problem with the Paul people. They don't understand how democracy works.
Yeah. That's Now the part of all that out of your genius and intellectual frustration.
Well, they're all sitting there going, yeah, take that, you mother effer.
Yeah. Well, what you did, see, you in that moment didn't do a simple mathematical equation, which was there was two of us and 80 of them.
There were, but they were all probably high, stoned. They hadn't bathed in at least 3 days, and they smelled. They were homeless people for Ron Paul. It was the homeless people for Ron Paul campaign.
80 homeless people could beat me and you up. That's all I got to tell you.
There was tons of security.
Okay? And what if they were on bath salts and started eating our faces? You ever think of that?
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now, society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373. And I like to just always do that again. 888-340-3373.
We're going
to
talk about the Eastwood effect on the elections in just a second. Do celebrities have any impact from where you sit? Will you be more likely to vote for somebody because Clint Eastwood or George Clooney said something nice about them? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But first, 2016, Obama's America. It's the movie that will explain for you, like it did for me, what you need to understand about Obama in ways that you won't find anywhere else. It's the courageous new movie by Gerald Mullen, Academy Award-winning producer of Schindler's List. I think that was pretty well received.
Yeah, right.
Brilliant. Journey with the best-selling author Dinesh D'Souza to four continents to unlock the mysteries of Obama's past and what it means for America's future. You'll learn shocking reasons why President Obama is downsizing America, downsizing the economy, downsizing our military. Are you sensing a theme here? And why he wants America to be just another nation at a table of nations, not the excellent city on a hill that Ronald Reagan saw it as. Calm down, Kev. Go see 2016 and discover why our president dreams of a diminished America. Man, if this is true, do you know how mad that makes me? I want to go like all Ron Paul moron in his face. You really want America to be less? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know.
This is the movie the White House doesn't want you to see. It's the story the media refuses to tell. And when you see 2016, the movie, you'll find out why. Go to 2016themovie.com, and you can find out where it's playing and how you can see it. Who is Barack Obama? Why does he want to replace the American dream with a dream from his father? And what precisely is that dream? Only one movie answers those questions. The movie is 2016. Help change history. Go see 2016 now. 2016, Obama's America. Love him, hate him. You just don't know him. Not until you see this movie. It's in theaters now, and it's rated PG. 888-340-3373.
But I'd just like to say something, ladies and gentlemen, something that I think is very important, is that you, we own this country. We own it. And it's not you owning it and not politicians owning it. Politicians are employees of ours. And
we'll be right back.
I'm
sorry. You're
not going to break. He was counting down until the audio ran out.
You scared me.
Yeah.
No, and then right after that, you know, see, here's what's cool.
That was Clint Eastwood, by the way.
You and I were in that room.
Yes. And I was barely in the room. I was in the top row in section 304.
I was up there, too, yeah. It's like... And it was awesome. It was, I mean, I want to make one other first observation. So you got everybody in the media talking about Obama, and Hollywood loves him, and Clooney's throwing expensive fundraisers for him, and all
in other countries.
And all of Hollywood loves Obama, Obama Hollywood, you know, Obama, all that stuff.
Obama would.
Yeah. And, you know, he's such a.
Alibama.
Are you done?
Alibama, Alibama.
See, when he does that stuff, it's okay.
I go Stevie B ear,
will you focus on the show? Get back on topic. Anyway, I love when you do that. Anyway, Obama, Hollywood, blah, 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 right? So then all of a sudden Mitt Romney brings out one of the most iconic, legendary pillars of Hollywood.
People even in Hollywood won't criticize.
Probably not.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Make my day.
Try to make fun of me.
I'm 180 years old and still more cool than you.
No, he's 82 years old. He comes out, does his thing. And the, you know, the thing is, we were in the room. And when you were in the room, you understood a lot of the context. And right after the clip you just heard just now, if we were to continue to play that clip, he goes on to say, do we have that? Did we have the next one?
The next line?
They're just going to come around and beg for votes every few years.
Let it keep
it's
going.
It's the same old deal. But I just think that it's important that you realize that and that you're the best in the world. And whether you're Democrat or whether you're a Republican or whether you're Libertarian,
he's talking
or whatever,
about Americans.
You're the best. And we should not ever forget that. And we, when somebody does not do the job, we've got to let them go.
Yeah, stop it right there. I mean,
because we own America.
Here comes Clint Eastwood, who really probably isn't somebody like me that wants to like necessarily bash or toot his horn, leaning one way or the other. I am a Christian conservative, blah, 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 but people say, oh, you're the Republican, and I'm like, yes, but what difference? You know, what difference does it make? I'm more about common
principles.
Sense.
Yeah.
The common sense logic of what Republicans represent makes more sense to me. That's the point. And that's kind of what Clint Eastwood is saying here. But more casually and more important casually than anything else, he's really – those last words are the most important thing said that whole night.
Maybe. But yes. And it's the only person all week that I think
America
that said it.
America needs to make their votes, the decision of who they vote for in November needs to be based on that idea.
Well, here's the thing, and this is something I've talked about.
Barack Obama has not been a good president.
Yeah.
Period.
And I thought
when the guy's not a good president, it's time to let him go. That's Clint Eastwood's perception.
A lot of people in this country get this confused, especially people that are defending Obama these days, which, let's face it, there's not as many as there were 4 years ago. Yep. But what they basically say is, well, you should pray for your leader, and you should help support your leader, and you should hope that your leader does well, and you should be pulling for his success. And I think that the American people have done that for the last 4 years. But here's the thing. We're not obligated to keep our leader, because in reality, our president is not our leader. He's our secretary.
Mm-hmm.
We hire him and let him loan out the people's house to live in, rent-free. We pay him a pretty good salary, and we say, keep your eye on the ball. Now, if I don't keep my eye on the ball, when I'm a bagger at a grocery store, I don't get to keep that job.
Right.
When you're holding the most important job in all of the world and you do a pretty terrible, lousy job, you shouldn't get to keep your job either. And as nice as Mitt Romney's whole speech was, that was the point. We're not here to bash him. He's not a horrible human being. He's just wrong on policy, and he's done a terrible
thing. Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses, and every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-340-3373
and press 2.
CleanCreditBiz.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be, what I'm saying is we don't have to be metal masochists and vote for somebody that we don't even really want in office. We just because they seem to be nice guys, or maybe not so nice guys if you look at some of the recent ads going out there. I don't know. But okay. You ought to make my day. All right, I'll start it. You finish it. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, that's how Clint Eastwood ended his portion of the night.
It was pretty amazing, because I'll tell you right now, how many people were in that room?
There were probably, I don't know, 20,000 maybe, something like that.
And every single person in that room responded with, make my day.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
True. It's
was
true.
Cool.
I don't think the people in the press box did, but pretty much everybody else did. They were just mad that they had to be there. I had great seats in the press box every night. My pass was for radio TV, and we got about 4 minutes left. Is that
yeah.
what you want to know?
No, I want to finish up with just, what did you think of Romney's speech?
I thought that it did no harm, which was kind of the overall goal. Yeah, that's very good. I thought it was really wisely voiced.
I too.
I thought the gentle. I'm not here to out macho anybody else. What? Because the evening was very strange to me, and I didn't get it. But I was checking in on Twitter and Facebook, and people at home watching on TV did. The whole first hour, this is us as Mormons and we're all good people thing, that was kind of simultaneously weird but also strangely comforting to me.
Right, right.
Because story after story after story was just normal people
right.
that didn't have public speaking skills, obviously, saying, Mitt's a good guy, and this is how he touched my life, and this is what he did sacrificially for my 14-year-old son who was dying. You know, that kind of thing. And then they went to the CEO portion of the night where you had Staples and you had the other guys, and they said, this is what he's done in business. And then you had all those Olympians come out.
That was crazy.
And they said, let me just tell you how bad the Olympics would have been had he not saved right. them. And then you got into the real meaty speeches, which was Eastwood, Rubio, and then Romney.
Right.
And I thought the last hour was really strong.
But I just thought Romney came across very presidential.
Yeah.
And very human.
You could see him running the country, and you knew he was a nice guy. I think that's the bottom line at the end of the night.
And when the lights came up, I think, more than anything, the vibe was, this is a fresh opportunity here. Here's not the dreariness of that is the potential of another 4 years with Barack Obama. This was refreshing.
Well, and not only that, there's no doubt America is facing trouble. We have enormous trouble. We need to create jobs. The economy's rotten. We need somebody that knows how to create jobs. We need somebody that's a specialist in turnarounds.
You know what I love?
That's a specialist in turnarounds.
Correct.
That's all he's done.
I loved when they both, Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, when they say, in our 4 years in the office, we will create 11 million jobs, there's a very good chance they're serious.
They
in
might
the
even
statistics.
Exceed that.
They're really going to do that.
Who knows? Have a great week, folks. See you next Saturday.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Today only, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.